Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 22, His Intention. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. John 15, verse 11. Our ministry receives several prayer requests every week through our website, Jesus101.tv, and app, Jesus101. Many individuals request prayers for themselves, to come closer to God and to experience His peace. Some relate stories of how they went away from God, looking for their own path and rejecting His ways. But away from Him, they only found darkness and despair, and now they eagerly long to come back to God and to bask in His grace and joy. The amazing news is that God Himself desires that we may be filled with His joy. In the narrative of the vine and the branches, Jesus offers us an intimate relationship with Him. He says, "Abide in me, and I in you." John 15, verse 4. Also, He explains that only in union with Him we can be fruitful, because apart from Him we can do nothing, and that the purpose of the fruitfulness is to glorify the Father. Then He reveals that this intimate relationship is rooted in His love for us, for in the same way that the Father has loved Him, He loves us, and He bids us to abide in His love. His followers' response to this divine love is to remain in His love, pledging allegiance to Him and His commands. And finally, Jesus reveals His intentions for bringing this up to His disciples at the very time when they are grief-stricken. "These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full." John 15, verse 11. He passionately desires that our joy in Him may be complete, full, and overflowing. There is no other gladness that compares with the depth of His joy, even when we are in the midst of pain. In John 14, verse 27, Jesus had introduced His disciples to His peace. Now He speaks to them of His love and His joy. The word joy had been used only once in this gospel until now, but it is used 7 times in these 3 chapters, John 15 to 17. Just when His disciples need it most, Jesus offers us an intimate relationship with Him, rooted in His love. As we respond to His love, following His ways for us, He permeates us with the fullness of His peace, His joy, and His love.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!